AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. American dentist Walter Palmer will not be extradited to Zimbabwe for the death during a safari of a well-known lion, Cecil. Zimbabwe's environment minister says Palmer was cleared of any wrongdoing and can now safely return to the country as a tourist because he has not broken any hunting laws. Palmer was identified as the man who killed Cecil in a bow hunt. The lion was popular with tourists in Zimbabwe as well as researchers. The Washington Post is calling it an outrageous injustice. Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been convicted in Iran of espionage and other charges. The AP's Adam Schreck reports the Iranians are being vague on some of the details.
Iranian media have reported he could face up to 20 years in jail, but there's been a lot of lack of clarity around this whole case. And Jason's lawyer in Iran told the AP yesterday that there were no new developments in the case as far as she was concerned, and that she had not yet received a copy of the verdict.
Iranian state TV called Rezaian an American spy. Students are back at classes today at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon. Volunteers and comfort dogs are providing support less than 2 weeks after 9 people were shot and killed on campus. The gunman later took his own life. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is on campus today to talk to students. Angus Denton got a call early this morning. He won the Nobel Prize in Economics.
Gosh, I was pretty sleepy. It's hard to remember what I felt like at that time.
The Princeton University economics professor won for improving understanding of poverty and how people in poor countries respond to changes in economic policy. Interstate 95 is reopening in South Carolina. Extreme flooding forced part of the Big South North Highway to shut down. Peter Poor is with the South Carolina Department of Transportation.
We may be reaching that even point where all the damage has been identified, but down in the lower part of the state, we're still waiting for the water to recede.
This is AP Radio News. Markets are open today. The Dow is up about 41 points on Columbus Day. There's a full slate of games in the baseball playoffs. First, the Houston Astros can send the Kansas City Royals home with a victory in Game 4 in Houston. Dallas Keuchel got the victory last night for Houston in Game 3.
The stadium was absolutely rocking, and it's been building all year, and we knew that it was going to be pretty nuts.
The Texas Rangers could move on in their series with the Toronto Blue Jays with a victory in Game 4 at home. John Gibbons and the Jays got a strong pitching performance from Marco Estrada to win Game 3.
It was unbelievable. He's been doing that all year. Do or die game. Doesn't surprise me he stepped up. You could tell early on, too, he was on. You know, I mean, we talked about nerves or guys, you know, a little too emotional, you know, how would it affect him. I didn't see that I didn't see that at him at all.
In the National League Series, Game 3s, Cardinals at Cubs and Dodgers at Mets. Both series are tied at a game apiece. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.